y'all.
It's your girl, Chris Wells.
Chris here, from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with another question of the week. And this one is kind of a fun one. And I just want you guys to notice what I'm wearing because it is relevant to the content of what I'm going to be talking about. So I've gotten two letters this week from shy girls who are trying to figure out how to get attention from men. I think from what I understand, I think they're open to dating all men, but they're just not used to getting out there and sort of strutting their stuff a little bit. So I want to give them some advice. And let me just tell you, the advice that I'm going to give you is not because I'm some relationship genius when it comes to this particular aspect of relationships. This has just come from my previous experiences, trial and error, but also interviewing other people and also looking at some of the tips that my friend Matthew Hussey, and I'll give you the link, he has a whole Get the Guy series on what to do to gain the attention and get the guy that you want. So I want to focus on a couple of things that I think that could really help in this regard. First things first, men love colorful, shiny, pretty things. The majority of men really enjoy women who enjoy being a girl. And that just means just embracing your femininity. Now, we can talk about what femininity means personally, but for me, looking the way I look right now makes me feel completely feminine. And it sort of changes my attitude. When I go out and I'm out and about and I'm shopping and people are, you know, admiring me or people are asking me, oh my goodness, where did you get that dress? Or, oh, your makeup is so beautiful. It really just makes me feel like a girl. So I think it's when you talk about femininity, we can talk about it's like pornography. You know it when you see it, and you know it when you don't see it. But another thing about this look is that this look suits me. This look makes me feel amazing. It makes me feel beautiful. It makes me feel feminine. It makes me feel just really good about myself. This may not necessarily be the look that you need that will make you feel good about yourself. The goal is to find out what your own personal style is and what makes you get that confidence that you need. What makes you look in the mirror and go, yeah, I look good. Like for me, this particular getup, I look in the mirror and I'm like, You need to find that for yourself. Now, as far as the active flirting, now, let me just back up a little bit. So when you're dressed in a way that you feel like you're being the best you, your makeup is good, you are, you're giving the presentation of your best self, because when you feel like you are presenting your best self, then something key happens. You get really confident. When you go out and you know that you're feeling and looking your best, your confidence, which is the subliminal thing that you give off when you're out with other people, that's when it comes to the fore. So you're out, you're looking good, you're feeling your best, the confidence shines through. So what is flirting really? I am going to give you an assessment of what flirting is. Flirting is simply letting people around you, allowing them to feel good about themselves, facilitating that emotion, facilitating people feeling good about themselves. Now, flirting is not just about, just a guy that you like and you're trying to be playful and what have you. I mean, there's definitely that element, but part of flirting is that, I mean, you can flirt with an old person, you can flirt with a child, you can flirt with another girl. And I encourage you to do so. I encourage you to go out and flirt and compliment and talk to as many people as you can, especially when you're shy. First thing I want you to do is make sure that you are looking and feeling your best so that your confidence, that subliminal thing, will come through. And then I want you to go out and flirt with everybody. And what is flirting? Flirting is just making other people feel good about themselves, encouraging other people to feel good about themselves. Because why? You feel good about yourself. So because you feel good and because you feel confident, you are able to give that sense of confidence and sense of complimentary aspects about a person, because you have it to give. And so that sort of generosity just emanates. So that will help you. And the fact that you're not just doing it specifically with guys that you like, you're doing it with everybody, that gives you a lot of practice. Now, third thing, we've talked about appearance and how that gives you confidence. We've talked about flirting and how flirting is really basically feeling good about yourself and then allowing others or encouraging others to feel good about themselves. And the third thing is allowing men to rise to a challenge. Men are hunters naturally, and if you give them a challenge, they will rise to it. It could be anything. Say for instance, you're online dating and a guy sends you a wink, or he's giving you a poke or whatever, and you say, okay, well, I can see that you can wink, but what else can you do with that face? Or I see you can poke, but what else can you do with those hands? And you're just, it's sort of like a playful challenge type of thing. And I know that sometimes that can get a little bit suggestive, so we don't have to go that route, but it could be something as simple as, okay, I saw that you sent me a wink, or I saw that you sent me a poke, but before I can go on with you, I absolutely must know one thing before I can move on. If you could be any superhero, who would he be? And that's just a playful challenge. It shows that you're playful. It shows that you're imaginative. It shows that an aspect of femininity, which is just that sort of childlike quality that men just really seem to just be totally endeared towards. I think that giving them that challenge is sort of a playful way, helps them to inspire attraction towards you. So that's another aspect. And so there's a lot of different things, and I could go on and on, but unfortunately this is a YouTube video and I try to keep it brief. What I will say is that if you found that this information was helpful, a lot of what I got was from Matthew Hussey's Get the Guy video series, and I will give you the link, because there's a special deal for the people who are with Beyond Black and White, because Matthew Hussey has a special place in his heart for us because he loves me. And he has lots of information for you. So I want to definitely give you that link. And if you guys have questions for me aside from this, believe me, I have an opinion on a whole lot of things. You can reach me at Crystalyn, CHRISTELYN, at BeyondBlackWhite.com. Bye.